super fit, super sexy, super fun. This is Patrick. He's joining us from Married at First Sight. What a guy. Morning, lad.
That is the best intro ever. How are we going?
It's pretty good, isn't it? Patrick, every person we've spoken to from Married at First Sight has been in a couple, and we're speaking to you not in a couple. What's going on?
Just felt like I was sleeping on my own last night, and yeah, waking up my own today.
Okay.
Belinda's all good, though, because I've got to be honest with you, you're our favourite. Well, my favourite anyway. I shouldn't speak for the
other two. Oh, you say that to everyone.
I do. I totally do. but I mean it when I'm talking to you, Patty. No. Because, do you know what? You guys just come across as being super sweet. You know, when you both actually had similar intentions in your limos getting out, saying that I hope I'm good enough for them, as opposed to some of the other skanks in there are going the whole,
whoa,
oh, gee, I hope they're good enough for me. I hope they're hot and I hope they're this. Whereas you both were like, oh, I hope. And so you found this middle ground. You reckon Belle's the hottest chick you've seen, and it is just a lovely warmth that exudes from the two of you.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you've seen that, because I could see that, you know, watching it back last night. And I think we're both very open-minded going to the experiment, like not just like complete, you know, I want this or this or this. We're very open-minded, and we just had, just wanted to take everything that came away.
Yeah.
Now, you are a powerlifting PT, I hear.
this is true.
Okay, excellent. All right. Now,
what do you lift, mate? Yeah, what do you lift?
Go on.
Oh, I was waiting for you to actually answer that.
How much are you benching, bro? How much are you benching?
About 200 kilos, you know.
Oh, wow. Jeez, that's
insane. I'm joking.
Yeah. No, I've got a question for you, Patrick, because my friend, she lives down in Victoria, and she tells me that when she goes to do weights, right, at her gym, that she goes to do a deadlift, and then she gets to take her shoes off. Is this something in powerlifting that you guys do? You take your shoes off to lift weights?
Yes, I never wear shoes when I do deadlifts, or like most exercises don't use shoes. That's just the reason for that is just so you can feel more pressure on your foot rather than a shoe where you lose a bit of balance.
Ah.
See, that blows my mind because up here there's so much health and safety around the gyms that you have to be, wearing shoes.
Yeah, well, that's it. Well, some people wear, like, it's either I wear no shoes for powerlifting, or you can wear real flat shoes, so it's like you're not wearing shoes. But runners, when you do deadlifting and stuff, don't do it.
Because you could put a towel underneath your feet as well, I guess.
I haven't tried that one, but...
Okay. I'm just making up rules here. I don't even deadlift. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just thinking about health and safety, just giving a solution here, guys. My gosh, why is all the judgment? Patrick, you are a PT, and you've been in the gym a fair bit, but you've been quite unlucky in love. And well, that's what the show's saying anyway. I kind of feel bad saying that to you, to your face. you suck. You suck in love.
Patrick.
You know, it just feels like we're saying that, but I don't mean that in any way. I'm actually like a little bit confused because I reckon gyms are a good place to find love. Would you agree or not?
Well, when you're working at a gym, as I've been doing for the last few years, you can't really...
The clients.
You've got to be professional, you know?
Interesting.
Oh, bollocks you do. Every second PT I know is on the tune in the gym. That's what they do.
It must be a different one then.
Yeah, different type of gym.
If they're not hitting up the punters, they're trying to sell them protein.
Yeah, he's not wrong. Okay, so you're saying gyms for trainers anyway, not. But when you're there as a client and there are other clients, I'm not speaking from experience at all, but I'm assuming it's a decent place to find people that are like-minded and like-bodied.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I go to the gym and just do my workout and get out.
Yeah.
Too professional. Maybe there's your problem.
Yeah, you're missing all the signs.
Now, what is the one thing about Belinda that has captured your heart the most, Patrick?
Just how genuine and nice she is. I know that's a real cliche, broad answer,
nice.
But,
it's nice.
You know, you see some girls are all high maintenance. I didn't want anyone who was like high maintenance or plastic or fake or anything like this.
Yeah.
And
I'm
as soon as she walked down the aisle, I could see, you know, she was naturally beautiful and she was actually like a real person, not like didn't put anything on.
Yeah, you didn't want no innis, that's for sure.
Oh, God. Or Beth. Whoopsie.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's out. There it is. Patrick, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it and look forward to seeing your journey on Married at First Sight with Belinda.
No worries. Thank you so much, guys.